This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It's an old problem with some new recognition as a bill is introduced in the House of Representatives that would reduce the dangers posed by eco-terrorists to firefighters, loggers, and sawmill workers. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says his bill addresses tree spiking, a real problem with real consequences.
My bill is a companion bill to a Senate bill led by Senator Barrasso from Wyoming to really draw attention to the whole issue of tree spiking, the danger it causes the people involved in the lumber industry.
Newhouse says the practice of tree spiking was first talked about nearly 40 years ago. So the intent of his bill,
to draw attention to the fact that there is still a huge danger out there. There's a lot of trees that we are unaware of that have spikes in them as harvests continue and trees are cut and sawn into lumber, pose a threat.
So after all these years, why now?
The origin of this is because of the nominee for the Bureau of Land Management by the Biden administration, Tracy Stone Manning, who has a past where she was involved with what has been labeled as an eco-terrorist organization that was engaged in tree spiking.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the Newhouse tree spiking bill and why it's so important today.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.